New South Wales irrigators on the Murray are finding it particularly annoying that the river is full running past their properties, but they're on zero allocations due to the drought. Luke Simpkins is the CEO of New South Wales Irrigators Council. He says South Australia has a good deal on water, and it's no wonder that they don't want to negotiate. He has some sympathy for those calling on a move for the plan to be paused, and also calls for more South Australian negotiations.
At least so far as our members, irrigation farmers in the north of the state, most of them are just used now to not having any water, and they can come to terms with that. But in the south, where, again, as you say, water is running past farms at very high levels in New South Wales, in Deniliquin and on the both sides of the Murray, of course, but particularly for our members in New South Wales, running past full and heading down to South Australia, and no general security allocation for our people.
So you have a dire situation of no water in the river at all in the north in many cases, and yet there's water in the river down south, but they, same situation, zero general security, zero and even high security. Some question marks there in New South Wales. Maybe there's an inequity there. South Australia, have they got too good a deal now that the rest of the country is facing a drought?
Well, the same difficult situation that faces our people in New South Wales, irrigation farmers in New South Wales, is not being shared over the border. There's no doubt about that. 100% allocation for South Australia. They don't need to worry about where their water's coming from. It's coming from New South Wales and Victoria along the Murray. And that makes it, it's a stark reality really for our people when their businesses are up against the wall. They are the ones that don't know how they're going to pay their bills. But over in South Australia, there's plenty of water. And that's all part of the Murray-Darling Basin plan.
But there doesn't seem any willingness on any side of the political fence in South Australia to debate this issue or to even put it on the agenda. They're just not interested in talking about it.
Well, look, I can understand that when you've got a good deal, you want to stick to it. There's no doubt about that. And while it might be convenient for people to talk up the fish deaths at Menindee an attacks on irrigation farming or on the decisions of government, the fact is that down on the Murray, there is plenty of water flowing over into South Australia. And so South Australia is doing very well, and that, whether that's keeping the water artificially high in the Coorong, lower lakes, or trying to lower salinity in the Coorong, these are the things that happen as part of the Murray-Darling Basin plan, and these are coming at a cost of New South Wales businesses, and in fact, businesses, irrigation farming businesses that are, in often cases, several generations old. And it's not good, that's for sure.
So there's no political will to sit down and negotiate when we've got a federal election and Liberal and Labor. They don't want to jeopardise their chances in South Australia, so they're not going to talk about it, are they?
Well, I think everybody, when you look at what's at stake here, I think there'll be people that will want when they talk about. Trying to look at these issues, they'll be wanting to look at it from a different perspective than maybe us. But ultimately, I think that it would be good if people want to raise policies and they want to talk about how to achieve things with the Murray-Darling Basin, then they should be prepared to look at the costs as well. So what I would just like to say quickly is that if someone wants to take 100 gigalitres out of irrigation farming on the Murray River to send it across the border to South Australia for whatever reason, then if they want to do that, then what they should stand by is the economic and social costs as well. So if they want to increase unemployment in New South Wales, or if they want to make towns, ghost towns, because no one can afford to run a supporting shop, or the local transport business goes out of business because of water reform issues, then if they want to say 100 gigalitres and that's the cost, then let them say that, but they should stand by that.
Luke Simpkin is the CEO of New South Wales Irrigators Council for New South Wales, and the CEO of the Central Irrigation Trust in South Australia, though, Gavin McMahon, disagrees and says the water situation in South Australia is complex and different to the other states. He says SA uses much less water for irrigation, and as a result, their water allocation is more secure.
I think you have to understand two things. One, we're in the grip of a major drought. And so, you know, water is fairly limited in terms of inflows this year, so it's a very low inflow year. And also the second thing is that there is a water sharing process that occurs between the states, and that water sharing process has been written down for a long period about how water is shared. So in South Australia, we actually have a smaller pool of water that our state gets and uses, compared to both New South Wales and Victoria. And as a result of having a smaller pool that's used for consumptive purposes, that means it's actually more reliable. So you will get that in more drier years, and you'll also get it in wetter years. Whereas in New South Wales, where they've got a large pool of general security water, if the water's there, they use it, and if the water's not there, then they don't get it allocated. And unfortunately, in a dry year, there isn't the water there and it hasn't been allocated to them. I will say the New South Wales high security product, if you have a look, is actually at 90% allocation, and it's the same theory as a South Australian product. It's a smaller pool of water. It gets allocated first and it's been fully allocated like the South Australian allocations. But it is a really, really difficult time, and we certainly sympathise with everybody in that predicament.
Water sharing plans are being evaluated, and obviously the Murray-Darling Basin plan has been under scrutiny in recent times. Do you see this situation changing?
I think the recent media attention in the Murray-Darling Basin plan isn't helpful, and what it does do is it stirs up all of the interstate discussions, robust discussions that go on, and I don't think that's very helpful for anybody, because you start to get unease right across the basins. But the Murray-Darling Basin Plan and the water sharing plans between the states isn't changing. What happens and what is occurring now is all of the water sharing plans about how each state's water is shared is now being lodged with the MDBA, and they will have to be compliant with the SDL set for each state. So it's the sharing within the state plans that are now going through approval. It's not the sharing between the states. That's pretty well solidified.
Does the commodity mix in the various regions, we grow different crops in South Australia than, say, in New South Wales, does that make a difference to water allocations?
It doesn't in terms of the allocations, but what it does mean, if you have a greater increase in permanent plantings, is that the water that's available will tend to be used for that. And in dry times, people will have to go and try and secure that water from a reduced pool. So as the pool shrinks, it gets harder and harder to get that water, and the price increases. And so you've actually seen that occur this year with water prices up over $500 a megalitre for allocation. And that's just greater competition for a smaller pool. We need crops like annual crops like rice and cotton in the system, because that's the crops that provide the elastic in the system. So in wetter years they'll use water, and in drier years they'll yield what little water they may have back into the pool. So it's really important to have a good cropping mix across the basin. And there is concern right across the basin that a significant shift into perennial cropping might come to some grief in the near future.
Do you think it will?
The reports say there should be enough water to currently do the plantings that are there, but it may be hard to secure. So I think, yes, there will be some issues that people have to confront, particularly if we stay in some dry sequences.
But can you see how upstream irrigators could think that South Australia could have too good a deal?
Look, I can, and as I said, I feel I certainly feel for them not having allocations. But as I said, New South Wales high security water is at 97%, Victorian high security water is at 100%, and South Australian high security waters at 100%. So those products where there's a smaller pool of water have been allocated out, and unfortunately general security product in New South Wales is the last one allocated. Also, in South Australia, we haven't used any carryover water in the last 2 years, whereas the general security entitlement holders will have carryover from the year before that they're currently using this year. So in South Australia, that carryover hasn't been utilised for some time.